What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher? Skip Murphy. Your boy Huggy Lowdown ain't going to be talking a whole bunch of ship this morning. But long time no see. Wait for it. However, I am homesick on this cruise thinking about what family member I left at home. It's making me sick. For all I know, my cousin Nando is using my car to Uber, using my crib to crash, drinking everything with alcohol in it, raiding the refrigerator, flipping through channels on the flat screen, wearing my clothes, answering my phone, and worst of all, humping in my damn bed. And it's just Monday. I already know what to expect when I get home. Something's going to be broke. Something's going to be turned off, and the neighbors are going to be talking about the loud music at my cousin Nando's house-sitting party. Hell, last year I had to catch a cab home when I returned because he was out of town with my damn car. Anyway, Skip, I had something happen to me I never thought would happen. I had a direct flight. Yes, I did. So you know Black Manager didn't book my itinerary. Well, I moved my seat so a husband and wife could sit beside each other. That's when a guy sits beside me and he made me nervous. Now, I hate to profile people, but I knew I wouldn't fall asleep. No siree, wasn't going to terrorize me. This guy had a 2-year-old son who would not sit his little ass still. You would thought we were on Air Chuck E. Cheese. I realized kids are cute on planes when they're not on your row. They're not eating a bagel with cream cheese and their 2-year-old cream cheese hands ain't all over your jacket. And the dad's just smiling at you and you thinking you want to ask the flight attendant for a seatbelt extender and whoop his little bad ass. And this is all happening before the plane takes off. Well, the mom walks past. She asks the guy, can he move his seat so he can sit beside her, so she can sit beside her husband and son. And the dad held the son damn near the whole flight. Well, little Blake on the plane finally falls asleep, and he laid across our laps. We land, he wakes up, he waves goodbye. Don't you love kids?